Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Beis Amud Beis. We, Baruch Hashem, just began the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura yesterday's share, and we're finishing up the first Simen in the fifth volume, which is Simen Tav Chav Tes. We have a little bit of Mishnah Brura to finish off yesterday from the end of Sif Aleph. We begin on the very top line, where we remind ourselves that the Rama said, V'chol mi shedor bo'ir yud beis chodesh tzarech li tein lozeh. We were discussing the halachas of Kimcha de Pischa, the giving the money of Mos Chitin to poor people to purchase matzos and other essentials necessary for Pesach. So the Rama told us that if you're a dweller of the city for at least 12 months, then you're obligated to participate in this tzedakah. So the Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Vav adds over here that this applies to everybody. Afilu Talmid Chacham HaPotur Mimas, even though, he brings out from Achronim, that a Talmid Chacham under other situations is exempt from certain taxes, this Kimcha de Pisca obligation that is incurred by every person in town includes even those people that would be potter from other taxes like Talmidei Chachamim. And he tells us, Ayin the Prima Gadim. He says, look in the Prima Gadim, which Deir Shu footnote number 11 tells us that the Prima Gadim over there brings down the words of the Elya Rabba in the name of the Shari Knesset HaGdola, Shegam Talmidei Chachamim, even though they are exempt from other taxes, mikom kom chayavim loses kimcha de pischa. However, Prima Gadim adds that the Shiari Knesset HaGdola was only talking about shebi'iro noagukain. In his city, that was the custom. V'itachin, it appears she'en kavan association lino kain b'chol mokum, that may not necessarily be obligatory upon all other cities as well. And the Kaf HaChaim discusses this as well, bringing down Deos Nosophos Benidun Zeh on this subject. Mishnah Brura continues and he writes, Vishir Anasina, how much money do you get for Kimcha de Pischa? Tzarech Laharech HaKol Echol Lefi Mamano. This is based upon a person's financial status. It's not a flat sum that everybody in the city gives, $10, but each person is assessed according to their own means. The issue foot number 12 adds over here, V'af mi she'en lo kidei parnasoso, even a very poor person himself. So the Mishnah Siyavitz brings down, Chayiv l'lavos kidei loses kimcha de pischa. He has to go borrow money in order to also participate in kimcha de pischa, obviously at a much lower level than a wealthier person. He says, even though such a person is parted from giving tzedakah, nevertheless, mikol makum chayiv l'tein kimcha de pischa. The obligation of giving money for Mos Chitin is different than the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. He says, Yesod chiyuv zeh eino mishum mitzvah tzedakah bovad. It's not just the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, which is extremely important, but not just the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. This is also included within Kimcha the Pischa is the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. As the Rambam writes, Chayiv Odom Lios Behen Sameach Betov Lev, a person is obligated on Yontif to be happy. And how does one become happy? If you're eating and drinking and everybody else is hungry, that's called Simchas Kreso. That's called filling up your stomach and being happy yourself. That's not called Simchas Mitzvah. When you go and help poor people, when you help widows and orphans and others that don't have any financial means, so then that's called true Simchas Yontif. And indeed, the Mishnah Siyavit says that's why the Rama put this halacha of Kimcha de Pischa over here and not in the halachos of Tzedakah, because this is separate from the din of Tzedakah. It is a din in Pesach. It is a din in Simchas Yontif. The Mishnah Brura continues and he writes, Ve'ela ha-mishtamtin atzmo militein kemach aniyim. And anybody that goes and excludes himself from this very important mitzvah, yesh avun biyodam, they are transgressing, they have sin on their hands. Ve'ini yadua, he says, it's well known, she'enei ha-aniyim nesuz lezeh, the poor people know that Kimcha de Pischa is coming, and they look forward to it. And if they're going to end up being in a hard-pressed situation from a financial point of view and starving, and he's going to look away and make believe he doesn't see this, it is well known what the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Hei says, called Tainz Vechule and Ayin Shom the Pirush Rashi, and we can see all of this, what the Vechule is, and the Pirush and Rashi is found here in Deir Shu footnote number 13, where he quotes the full Gemara, Shekol Tainis Shemelinim Boas at Tzedakah, Kilu Shofech Domin. If you have a Tainis over here and you don't give Tzedakah, so then it's a waste of time. It's like you're Shofech Domin. Rashi explains, Shirugil Mlchalik Tztaka Bilele Atinus. They would routinely give out funds for Tztaka on the night of Atinus. And the Aniyim especially would look forward to this. Vimlo Yachliku Azis at Tztaka. If you didn't give out the money, Nimtsu Ha'aniyim Raven. They would have nothing to break their fast on and they would be starving. And therefore, it's so important to go and give Tztaka. There's an additional idea that's brought down that the amount of money that a person saved by not having to pay for food on Atinus, he should give that to Tztaka as well. And that is a beautiful custom. The issue footnote 14 adds to the last comment of the Mishnah Berurah of Hu Gam Kein Kein Zeh by saying Le'inyan Ha'umlolim V'Hanit Koyim Hanim Tzoyim Be'ir U'Misbaishim Lishpot Yad Ulevakit Tztaka. For people that are embarrassed to go and take Tztaka, they desperately in need of it, but they're embarrassed to take it. So in Simin Tov Kuv Chav Tes, it says Yesh Mekomu Shenogu Shekodim Yontiv Holchim Nevone Lev Lebotei Ha'ashirim Lekabitz Nadova Avur Mori Nefesh Elu. There would be people from the community that would specifically go to the wealthier people and collect money on their behalf. The Ashrei Ho'anoshim Shemesimin Ayin Al Zeh, and praiseworthy are those that deal with this. Shemezakin Li'atzman, they're not only benefiting themselves, Umezakin Cholanshir, and they're doing a wonderful thing for all the people in the city. What a beautiful custom. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Ein Noflim Al Pneim B'chol Chodesh Nisan. Noflim Al Pneim is the words that we use to say Tachnun. So we do not say Tachnun during the entire month of Nisan. B'chol Chodesh Nisan. The Mishnah explains in Sifkat and Zayin, B'vnei Sheshneim Osor Nisim Hikrivu B'shneim Osor Yomim, because the first 12 days of Nisan represent the 12 Shvatim, the Nisim of each of the Shvatim, going and bringing their special Korbanos B'hakomas HaMishkan. V'kol Yimei HaKorban Hoya Yomtiv Shlo. And for every Nasi, it was a Yomtiv on that day. So therefore, the first 12 days have a status of being a mini yontif. And then, of course, then you have Erev Pesach, a 13th day, and then you have Pesach itself, Gufa, if you make Pesach Gufa, V'Yisruchag. So that's another 7-8 days of Pesach and Yisruchag, and therefore, when you calculate it all together, Imkein Yotza Rov HaChodesh B'Kedusha, the majority of the month has a status of Yontif, it has Kedusha to it, and Lefikach Osem Kulo Kodesh, and therefore we say Rubo Kikulo, and we give the entire month of Nisan the status of being a Yontif, and we don't say Tachlin on a Yontif, on a special day. Now, by Tishrei, there are two minhagim. Even though a lot of Tishrei is Yomim Tovim, there is one opinion that says we don't say Tachlin for the last days of Tishrei after the Sukkot is over, that you continue not saying Tachlin. And others say no, since the majority of the month is not a day of Yontif, only a significant part of it, but not the majority, there's another opinion that says you only don't say Tachlin in Yisruchag. So there is potentially a difference between the way we treat Tachlin in Nisan versus Tachlin in Tishrei. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, likewise, that we don't say Tachlin, the Ein Omrim Tzidkoscha Tzedek, B'Shabbos Mincha. B'Shabbos Mincha, after the conclusion of the Chazaras HaShatz, we say Tzidkoscha Tzedek, the three psukim over there. And the Minhag is, he says, not to say that as well during the entire month of Nisan. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sifkan Ches, Gam Ein Omrim B'Chodesh Nisan, Hayi Ratzon Sha'acha Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah points out that we also don't say the Yiratzon that we normally say after laning on Monday and Thursday. And likewise, V'Ein Maskirim Bo Neshomos, we don't make a Kel Mole during the month of Nisan, and likewise with Gam Tzidduk HaDin, we don't say Tzidduk HaDin Rachmona Litzlan at Levaya, the Hakadish She'achrav, the long special Kaddish that we say at the burial, ain't Omrim. We also don't say these during the month of Nisan. And he says the klal is, the rule is, the Tzidduk HaDin, which is of course our recognition that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is correct. We are moda that his din is correct and righteous. And the saying of Tzidkoscha Tzedek and Virachim V'chanan, Shovin. All of these tefillos have the same rules that apply to them. When you say one, you say all. When you don't say one, you don't say all. And we see further in Dershu footnote number 15 that there may be differences of opinion over here in terms of an Adam Godol who dies during the month of Nisan. And he brings down in the Shaar HaTzion, as well as in the name of the Taz, Shebiyomim She'isu LaHaspid Bohem Einon Midin HaTalmud, on days where it's forbidden to make a eulogy, but it's not found in the Gemara, it's just our minhag to do so. He gives examples like Ba'omer, Tuba Av, Tuba Shvat. So then, even though we don't say Tachlin on other days, he brings down it would be permissible to say Tzidduk HaDin, which would be the exception to the rule that they normally follow the same rules together, Tachlin along with Tzidduk HaDin. He brings down that others question this, however, see details of this in the rest of this footnote. In regards to making a hesped for a Talmud Chacham, Rav Nissen Karo L'Shlita says that during the month of Nisan, you would be allowed to make a hesped for a Talmud Chacham, except you might do it in a slightly different way. You would say we have to be Makatzer. Nevertheless, we're going to say some things because of Kavanat Torah. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'chein be'erev Shabbos ve'erev Yontif achachatzos ein omrim. We don't say these tefillos of Tzidkoscha Tzedek and Tzidduk HaDin on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif after Chatzos. However, he points out, Avol be'erev Rosh Chodesh ve'erev Chanukah, on Erev Rosh Chodesh and Erev Chanukah, the first opinion he brings down over here is even though it's achachatzos and it starts to have a little bit of the Kedusha after Chatzos of the next day, nevertheless, he says, we're allowed to say Omrim Tzidduk HaDin. Although in the issue footnote number 16, he brings down from the Ramah, She'ein Omrim Tzidduk HaDin on Erev Chanukah and Mincha time. And the Mishnah Berurah over there says, Yesh Cholkim V'Sovrim She'ef Shalom Omro, Kifi She'sosim Kan, like it's said over here. Mishabur continues and he writes, V'tov likros b'nisim b'choyom b'nasi shalom. There's a minhag to go and read the parsha of the Nasiim each day for the respective Nasi. U'b'yom yudgim u'parshas baloscha. And you conclude after you read all the 12 Nasiim from parshas baloscha until ad keno so'es ha-menorah, the beginning of parshas baloscha. The issue footnote number 17 brings down from the Shelus Teshuvas Har Tzvi that the minhag was to read the psukim of the Nasiim from real Sefer Torah. And he's mosif from Chaim Sanza, great Dir Chaim from Sanz, Shibiyom Shakor Bitorah could go Mishani Vichamishi Barosh Chodesh, one day when you had laning anyway, he would just tag on the Nisim's laning from the same Sefer Torah onto the regular laning of the week. However, the Shelus Shuvas Minchat Yitzchak, Dayin Weizatzal, says no, that wasn't the custom, and the Divri Chaim, Chaim Sanz, had a special separate reading of the Nisim after davening, even on days where they read the Torah. The Mechaber continues and tells us other things that we don't during the Nisan. We already alluded to Vein Maspidim, but we don't make eulogies during the month of Nisan, except as we pointed out, possibly for a Talmud Chacham. Vein Misanin Lahaskir Betzibur. And likewise, we don't make pronouncements about a Tainis for the Tzibur. We don't go and declare Monday fast during the month of Nisan. As opposed to, however, if an individual happens to have a prearranged Monday, Thursday, Monday type of a Tainis that extends into Nisan, he'd be allowed to. But Ein Misanin Bo Lahaskir Betzibur. We don't do this for the Tzibur. This is brought down the Baragola from Maseches Sofrim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tass explains further, Pirish, Dein Maskir and a Tainis B'Tzibur. We don't publicly announce that there's a Tainis of Beis HaBei or something like that in the Tzibur. Avol Mikol Mokom HaYochid Shenoag L'Sanos Sheni V'Chamish V'Sheni. If somebody individually had taken upon himself to fast a Monday, Thursday, Monday, or any series of fasts like that, Mutter L'Sanos Bo L'Dasa Mechaber. The Mechaber would say he would be allowed to fast even during the month of Nisan. However, as we'll see in a moment, U'minogenu K'Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah says that we pass like the Ramah, Shein L'Sanos Klal. We do not fast at all during the month of Nisan. The issue footnote number 18 brings down that we do have a fast called Tainis Bechoros, which many people go to a Siyam and don't fast on Erev Pesach. But if you happen to have a group of 10 people together, so l'chatchila, it would be preferable that none of them were the Shliach Tzibur, because otherwise, then in the Chazaras Hashatz, the Chazan would say Anenu, and Ein Roy Lahaskir Tainis Bechodesh Zeh B'Tzibur. And our minhag is not to go and announce a Tainis, even in a public way, like during the Chazaras Hashatz, during the month of Nisan. And that's really what the Mechaber tells us now about Bechorus Misanin Bo Erev Pesach. There is, of course, the famous idea of Tainis Bechoros, which commemorates Makas Bechoros that the Jewish firstborns were exempt from. However, as I pointed out, many have the custom that they go to a Siyam and therefore don't have to fast. The Ramah now adds, he says, Hagah, Gam Eino Mim Tzidik HaDin B'chol Chodesh Nisan. As we already pointed out, the Ramah says we don't say Tzidik HaDin, Rachmona Litzlan, and Levi during the month of Nisan. Ramah adds, V'nagu Shein Misanin Bo Tainis Klal. As we just pointed out as well from the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says the minhag is not to have any sort of a Tainis during the month of Nisan. Afilu Yom Shemes Bo Aviv Imo. This is very important, that many people have the custom that on the day that Rachmona Litzlan is the yahrzeit of their mother or father who passed away, so there is a din that's brought down that ideally one should fast on the day of a yahrzeit of a parent. And therefore, if that yahrzeit falls out during the month of Nisan, so then even though we have a minhag to fast on the yahrzeit of a mother or a father, so we don't fast during the month of Nisan. There is a beautiful custom that people have that they would make a siyum in order not to have to fast on the day of a yahrzeit. And I heard from our rabbi, that might be the source of the idea that people make a tikkun on the day of a yahrzeit. They make a kiddush, a little kiddushal, after davening on the day of a yahrzeit, but it really was originally based on making a siyum, and people unfortunately forget to make the siyum, and they just make the tikkun, which is a little bit strange, as it goes against the custom of actually fasting on the day of a yahrzeit. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud, Haynu b'chol chodesh Nisan, any day of yahrzeit during the month of Nisan, we have the custom not to fast. V'chein erev rosh chodesh iyar, and even if it's erev rosh chodesh iyar, gamkein ein misanin mafilu anogim l'sanos b'chol erev rosh chodesh, people who have the custom that they fast erev rosh chodesh would not fast on erev rosh chodesh iyar. However, Avol HaChosan VaKala, who get married during the month of Nisan, B'Yom Chupasim, Noagim L'Sanos Avila B'Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they do have a custom to fast even on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Mitam Sheizbar B'Simin Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel. He brings us down the name of the Achronim. Now let's look at this a little bit closely. The issue footnote number 19 explains that it says over there in Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel, Sheish Mekilin She'ein HaChosan Misanah B'Chodesh Nisan. There are many that have the custom to be Mekil and not have the Chosan and Kala fast during the month of Nisan. And he says, V'chol HaYomim She'ein Omim B'Hem Tachnun, and the Minog is as well, on any day that we don't say Tachnun, the Chosan doesn't have to fast. L'maisa, Rav Nissen Karo L'Shlita says, She'noagu She'chosan Misanah Af B'Chodesh Nisan. He brings down that the Chosan is Misanah, but there's a lot of room to be Mekil over here if he's not feeling well or under other circumstances. And he says, "Mikol Mokum, Mimefshar Tov Shisana Ad La'achar Mincha Gedola." At least he should try to fast until Mincha Gedola. The whole idea whether the kala has to fast, that's a whole separate discussion. There are many say that only the chassan has to fast and not the kala. Many have the chassan that both fast. Certainly, wherever we can be mako for the chassan, we absolutely can be mako for the kala, and there's a lot of room to be even more mako for the kala. Why in Rosh Chodesh Nisan are we a little bit more mako? Because many have the custom anyway to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because that, of course, is the day of the Hakamas HaMishkan, and that was the day, Vahi Bayom HaShmini, that was the day that the sons of Aaron HaKohen, Nadav and Avihu, passed away. The Ramah continues and he writes, Avol Tanis Chalo Misanin. But if a person has a bad dream, and as we pointed out previously, many used to have the custom that if a dream bothered them, that they would fast the next day, so then a Tanis Chalom, you'd be allowed to fast even during the month of Nisan. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkon Yud Aleph, Ein Tzorech Lemesiv Tanis Letaniso B'chodesh Iyar, Kedei Sheyuchaper Lo Amah Sheyisane B'chodesh Nisan Al Chalomo. Kemo Shetzorech Lasos Mishi Misane Tanis Chalom B'Shabbos V'yontev V'Rosh Chodesh V'chol Shomoyd. Shu Tzorech Leishe B'Tanis Al Taniso. Now, that was a mouthful. What did I just say over here? There is a custom that you can fast even on Shabbos or Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed or on Rosh Chodesh if a person has a bad dream and it disturbs him. However, since you're not supposed to fast on any of those days, the minhag was that if you felt so bad about the chalom that you had, the dream that you had, that you felt obligated to fast, so you would be allowed to fast on those days, but then you had to do a makeup tainis to make up for the fact that you fasted on the days of Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh. So in this situation, and those halachos k'moshin is bar b'simin tov yuches, we learned them previously, not that long ago, towards the end of the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah. In any event, therefore, you might have thought over here, since you're not supposed to fast during Nisan, if you fast it because of a Tanis Chalom, you also have to do a makeup fast, so the answer is no, you don't have to. V'imisana b'Shabbos shebesoch Nisan Tanis Chalom. And if you fast it on Shabbos, mutter l'sanos l'yom mocha b'yom rishon amash l'sanos b'Shabbos, then you do have to do a makeup fast, you're allowed to do the makeup fast even during the month of Nisan. Kivin she'isra Tanis eino el minog, because it's really only a minog not to fast during the month of Nisan. And he adds, "Va'afilu im chol rosh chodesh nisan biyecha b'shabes." Even if rosh chodesh nisan falls out on the first day of the week, on Sunday, or b'shal shabes shalafon v'sana tanis chalom, and you fasted on the last day of the previous month, and therefore that technically was allowed, even though it was Shabbos, so you have to do the makeup, but it wasn't Nisan. Nevertheless, mutar l'leishe b'tainis rosh chodesh nisan amash yisana b'shabes. So you can do the makeup day for fasting on Shabbos on rosh chodesh nisan. The issue footnote number 21 brings down opinions that disagree with this. Ayin sham. The Ramah continues and writes, we don't say the tefillah is milasoda, which is a reminder of the carbon toda, v'kel erech apayim, and before the laning, we don't say v'kel erech apayim, v'lamnat seyach, and we don't say between Ashri and Avodah Tzion, lamnat seyach on Erev Pesach, v'lo b'yontif, and certainly we don't say any of these on yontif. So mizmah l'soda, kel erech apayim, lamnat seyach, are not said on Erev Pesach or on yontif. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis brings down the reason why we don't say Mizmah L'Soda, because a carbon toda is brought with 40 breads, 30 of which are matzah, and no problem to have them on Pesach, but 10 of which are chametz. And therefore, the lachmei toda are chametz. There were 10 of these lachmei toda that were chametz, and therefore, afilu be'erev Pesach also lakriva. You can't go and bring a carbon toda on Erev Pesach, sheyovo lidei nosar, because it's going to lead it to be left over, because you're going to run out of time to eat the bread on Erev Pesach. The issue footnote number 24 brings down that this was the lashon of Rashi and Beitza, and the tzlach asked over there, madu yoyovo lach mi toda lidei nosar? Why will it become nosar? You have to burn it, and therefore there's no problem of nosar. So he adds and he says, kivon she'ein mechuyavim levaris, since there's no mitzvah to go and burn it, you're going to end up possibly leaving it over for nosar. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Nun Aleph brings down another reason why we don't say Mizmah L'Soda on Erev Pesach. He says, also ligrom l'kachim lovo lidei sreifa, because you're going to cause these kachim not to be able to be eaten, and therefore you're going to have to burn them, and that's something that we try not to do. The issue foot number 23 brings down a number of interesting ideas. What about saying various other karbanos during the morning davening that also involve potentially chometz tzedakah items? So he brings down the minhagis to say them anyway. They're a little bit different than Mizmah L'Soda, because Mizmah L'Soda really corresponds to the bringing of carbon toda, and those are just recitations of the different korbanos. But he does bring down, therefore, don't say the yiratzon that some people say afterwards, this should be like I brought a carbon toda, because that would be somewhat problematic, just like saying Mizmah L'Soda. Finally, the Ramah conclusion, he says, V'nogim laharbos k'tzatz b'achila u'shasiyah b'yom achar achag, v'hu isruchag. What the Gemara tells us is called isruchag the day after the yontif. The issue footnote number 26 says it's called isruchag because of the pasuk, isruchag b'avusim ad kenosam isbeach. It also brings down that there's a chiyav to be marba k'tzatz b'achila u'shasiyah b'isruchag, and he brings down from the Shari Tshuva, the name of the Shilu Tshuvos, maritatz, sheyesh mitzu lecho boso b'yom zeh. You should specifically have meat on isruchag. Mishnah Berurah of Kut Yud Gimel writes, "Umashkim leveis haKnesses Erev Pesach." We get up early in the morning to go to shul on Erev Pesach. Kidei sheigmar sudaso kol demar b'shalos, in order that you should finish off eating the chametz before 4 hours into the day. He brings us down from the Maril. Sivkot Yud Dalel, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Haminog shelo leis anos." b'chol isuchag, that we have a custom not to fast everyone isuchag, or lahatil isur beves haknesses the tzarach god l'mutar b'nisan. If you have to make a cheirim an isur in the beves haknesses, the people should act in a certain way. You'd be allowed to do that during the month of Nisan, afshe also b'tishrei, even though during the month of Tishrei the minhag is not to do that. The issue footnote number 27 has a discussion about whether you're allowed to fast or not on isuchag ayin sham. With that, we conclude today's share and finish off Simen Tov Chof Tes.